This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 1st of May. Runs continue to flow on the third day at Headingley as England stars Johnny Bairstow and Joe Root made hay against the Derbyshire bowlers. The pair added 231 for the fourth wicket as Root followed up his match-winning century against Durham with a career-best 236. Bairstow was dismissed late on by Wes Durston for 186, but Gary bounced unbeaten on 50, with Yorkshire on 597 for 5. Durham took the upper hand against Nottinghamshire on the third day at Trent Bridge. Mark Wood struck 3 times and reduced the home side to 145 for 5 in their second innings, with only Michael Lum showing any serious resistance, with an unbeaten 77. Durham's lower order had earlier helped their side take a 151-run first innings lead, as Gareth Breeze made 44, Mark Wood 58 not out, and Graham Onions 26. In all, the last 3 wickets added 158 runs, as Durham were all out for 471. Ian Bell and Jonathan Trott both passed 50 on their return to cricketing action for Warwickshire at Hove. The county champions reached dumps on day 1 against Sussex on 276 for 4, with Trott unbeaten on 87. Brown Chopper and William Porterfield added 67 for the first wicket after the Bears had won the toss, with Chopper and Trott then showing 74 for the second wicket prior to the former's departure 13 short of his century. The England men Bell and Trott then took the game away from the home side and added 131 for the third wicket. Kent were bowled out for 271 at stumps on the first day against Northamptonshire. Trent Copeland took 5 for 71 for the Division 2 leaders after the home side won the toss and elected to bat. And 55 for 3, Mike Power and Daniel Bell drew on both its half centuries for Kent during a fourth wicket stand of 149. Copeland then wrapped up the innings, while Stephen Crook ended with 3 for 78. Gloucestershire overcame a top order collapse to earn a slender first innings lead over Leicestershire at Grace Road. On day 1, the Foxes slipped to 52 for 5, only to rally to make 250, but Gloucestershire's recovery today was even more spectacular. Ollie Freckingham and Robbie Williams were their tormentors early on, and reduced them to 46 for 5. However, Hamish Marshall and Benny Howell added 61 for the 6th wicket, with Howell then showing 67 with Will Gibbon for the 7th, and 40 with Jack Taylor for the 8th, before he was dismissed by Claude Henderson for 52. Taylor ended not out on 61 off 69 balls, and a further 51 with last man Craig Miles, as the visitors were finally bowled out for 280. Will Gibbon then removed both Leicestershire openers early in their second innings, as they reached dumps on 32 for 2. Michael Hogan and John Glover each took 3 wickets, as Lancashire were bundled out for 123 on the first day at Colwyn Bay. They lost opener Paul Horton's second ball for a duck, and never really recovered. Luke Proctor was one of only 4 men to reach double figures, and top score with 26. Besides Glover and Hogan, there were 2 wickets for Mike Reid, and 1 each for Jim Allenby and Marcus North. Glamorgan then lost an over early in their reply, but rallied to close on 110 for 4, despite James Anderson continuing his excellent form by taking 3 wickets. And Graham Napier hit his second important innings of the match as Essex defeated Hampshire late on the third day at Chelmsford. After being set 143 to win in the fourth innings, Essex collapsed spectacularly to 31 for 6, as James Thomas and David Balcombe each struck twice, and 2 men were run out. Napier, though, ended on 78 of 88 balls, and an unbroken 122 with Mark Pateen for the 7th wicket, to guide his side to a vitally important win. Earlier, Hampshire had lost their last 5 second innings wickets to the addition of only 11 runs, as Robbie Papar took 3 of them, and they were all out for 199. Liam Dawson and James Vince had looked to have put the visitors in a promising position with 50s, but Vince was dismissed by David Masters for 67, and the rest soon followed.